This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Where do we turn when the storms of life hit? How do we deal with day-to-day life when our world is crumbling down around us? Well, St. Mark's Gospel has some power stories to help us through these kinds of trials, and we'll learn his answers to these questions in today's message. Please join us.
Sometimes life will throw a crisis at us, and we run into some stormy weather. Where do you turn when that happens? Stay with us and find out. Let's pray. Almighty and merciful God, it's good to be with you today in your holy word. For your word is truth, and the truth sets us free. As we read and examine it once again, we ask that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would help us to see those things that you want us to see, and then trust and obey. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Our reading for today is from Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse 35. On that day when evening had come, Jesus said to the disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care that we're perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Dear friends, if you were to have the opportunity to talk with one of those disciples who followed Jesus, I'm sure that they would tell you that life with Jesus was anything but boring. Again and again, as you study the stories of the Gospels, you see those disciples going through some real nail-biting experiences with Jesus that were actually used to teach them and grow them in their faith. Well, today we're going to look at some of my favorite Jesus stories, which carry a great reminder for those of us who have to face crises in our lives now and then. These are 50 verses of adventure that Mark wants us to consider as we face our own personal chaos. You can call them, I suppose, these four stories that I'm going to share with you, power stories, for in them we see the power of Jesus. The first one I read for you already, Jesus and his disciples are in a boat on the Sea of Galilee. It's in the middle of the sea when a storm comes up and it begins to swamp the boat. Jesus is in the back, fast asleep on a cushion. The disciples, I imagine, tried to do some bailing on their own and fight their way out of the storm, but the storm started winning the battle, swamping the boat. And so they wake him up and call on him in panic. "Teacher, don't you care that we're perishing?" And Jesus simply stands up, says, "Peace, be still," and he stills the storm, thus displaying his power over nature. The disciples were taken aback by this and were filled with awe. They said, "Who then is this that even the wind and sea obey him? He's a powerful man." Well, the disciples' adventure is not over. They get their boat over to the other side of the sea, and they dock it in what is considered to be unclean territory, Gentile, non-Jewish territory. And they're near a cemetery that they find themselves in, which is an unclean place for a Jewish person to be. It made you ritually impure. And as they were beginning to walk through that, suddenly looked up and they see a wild man running in their direction. Wild hair, blood all over him, mostly naked, all beat up, and he's screaming at the top of his lungs. This was a man whose life was totally out of control. He was so strong, the chains couldn't even subdue him. This man lived among the tombs day and night, howling and bruising himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus, he came running, and the disciples, I'm sure, started running for the boat. But they turned around, and Jesus walked toward the man as the man bowed before him and shouted, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" Now notice, Jesus' mere appearance seems to humble the demons. Even though they had dominated this man, they cower before Jesus. Jesus had already told the evil spirit to come out of him, and there's this face-off now between Jesus and evil. And the demons realize that they're outmatched, and they said, "Well, throw us into the pigs that are nearby here. Just don't let us leave this place." And so he gave them their wish, and of course then the pigs immediately jumped into the sea and were devoured by the depths of the sea, and those demons were never to be seen again. And the disciples see his amazing power as the man is sitting there now, absolutely calm and in his right mind. Jesus has a power over evil, over the demons. A short while later, they got back into their boat and headed out with Jesus back to the Jewish side of the Sea of Galilee. And of course, as soon as they get on shore, again they run into another adventure. They run into human chaos and need. A synagogue ruler named Jairus came to Jesus, fell on his knees before him, and begged him, "My daughter's dying, please come and help." That was quite a thing for that father to do. He was considered to be kind of the big man around his community. The synagogue was the kind of the center of a community, and he was the ruler of the synagogue. But yet he loved his little girl so much that he swallowed his pride and went to Jesus. And lo and behold, Jesus, asking no questions, just went with him. Now, on the way to that man's house, Jesus had another encounter. It seems that there was a woman living around there whose life was totally out of control because of health issues. She'd had a flow of blood for 12 years, some sort of menstrual issue, making her unclean and untouchable. She went to the doctors and till she ran out of money. She was a hopeless case. But she took a risk. As she saw the crowd with Jesus in the midst of it coming in her direction, she came up from behind and she touched him and was healed. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And the disciples said, "Well, how can you ask that? There are so many people here today. That's a crazy question to be asking." Jesus said, "I felt the power coming out of me. Who touched me?" And the woman came forward and confessed that it had been her. And what did Jesus say to her? Jesus said to her, "Sister, your faith has made you well." Now, as he's just finishing that statement, the synagogue ruler's servants came running up and told Jairus, the father of the little girl, "She's dead. Don't bother the teacher any longer." But Jesus insisted on going back with him anyway to his home. When he got there, the place was filled with people that were mourning. "Why this commotion and weeping?" Jesus said. "She's not dead. She's just asleep." The mourners that were there laughed at Jesus. But then Jesus drove them out of the house. And he took the mother and the father and a few of his disciples and went to the room where the little girl was lying. He took her by the hand and said, "Little girl, get up." And she got up. And Jesus said, "Now give her something to eat." And the disciples say, "My word, he even has power over death." Are you catching the trend here? Four stories, four crises, four very desperate situations, and four times Jesus responds to the cries for help and displays his power, turning chaos into calm. So what is Mark trying to do with these stories? What's the point in sharing them with us? You got to ask that. What does he want us to see? Well, the first thing he wants us to see the power of Jesus Christ. Mark Galli, in his book, Jesus Mean and Wild, tells a wonderful story in this regard. He writes, "A group of Laotian refugees who had been attending the Sacramento church I pastored approached me after the service one day and asked to become members. Our church had sponsored them, and they had been attending the church only a few months. They had only a rudimentary understanding of the Christian faith. So I suggested we study the Gospel of Mark together for a few weeks to make sure they knew what a commitment to Christ and his church entailed, and they happily agreed to do this. Despite the Laotians' lack of Christian knowledge, or maybe because of it, the Bible studies were some of the most interesting I've ever led. After we read the passage in which Jesus calms the storm, I began as I usually did with more theologically sophisticated groups. I asked them about the storms in their lives. There was a puzzled look among my Laotian friends, and so I elaborated, 'Well, you know, we all have storms, problems, worries, troubles, crises, and this story teaches that Jesus can give us peace in the midst of these storms. So what are your storms?' I asked. Again, more puzzled silence. Finally, one of the men hesitantly asked, 'Do you mean that Jesus actually calmed the wind and sea in the middle of a storm?' I thought he was finding the story incredulous, and I didn't want to get distracted with the problem of miracles. So I replied, 'Yes, but we shouldn't get hung up on the details of the miracle. We should remember that Jesus can calm the storms in our lives.' Another stretch of awkward silence ensued until another replied, 'Well, if Jesus calmed the wind and the waves, he must be a powerful man.' At this, they all nodded vigorously and chattered excitedly to one another in Leo. Except for me, this room was full of wonder, and I suddenly realized that they grasped the story better than I did. Mark's trying to help us to see the power of Jesus Christ. There's power in his name. And also, do you catch what's commended and recommended in these power stories? What does Jesus talk about with his disciples and with those that have come to him for help? He talks about the importance of faith in him. In the storm, as the disciples have awakened Jesus and then he's calmed the storm, he turns to them and says, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" Obviously, he wanted them to have faith that they were safely in the hands of God, that God had a purpose not only for him but for them to carry out his mission of salvation for the sake of a sin-sick world. If they sank that day, the mission would be over. They had perhaps a little faith in Jesus, but they did not have the faith of Jesus, faith that he's safely in the hands of his heavenly Father. And notice when the sick woman touches him, and Jesus stops and asks, "Who touched me?" And she confesses that it's her. What's he say to her? "Daughter." First, a great affirmation. It's probably the most kind thing she'd heard for many years. "Daughter, your faith has made you whole." He commends her faith for all who are listening in. And then when Jairus receives this devastating news that his daughter had died, and he's just looking sick, I'm sure, Jesus ministers to him by saying, "Don't be afraid. Only believe." These power stories are given that we might have faith. We sometimes use that word rather freely and casually. Keep the faith. Have a little faith, and so on. But in this case, Mark is pointing out to us faith in what? Not just in anything. He's pointing us to faith in Jesus Christ. Have faith in Jesus. No matter what circumstances you're facing in your life, trust him. Trust him with everything and in everything. You know, your faith is only as good as the object of your faith, and there's only one worthy object for faith, and his name is Jesus Christ. He's the Son of God who died on a cross to rescue you and me from sin, and who rose again victoriously over the power of sin and evil and death. He's the one who has promised this risen Lord to be with you and me always, to the end of the age. Mark seems to be saying to us then, through these stories, storms and evil and sickness and even death will come your way. The disciple of Jesus, the follower of Jesus, is not immune to that, not exempt from those sorts of things. But this is what he says, is saying to us, the words of Paul: be convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other chaos threatening the creation can ever separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. He once again reminds us of the statement of Jesus out of John chapter 10 when he said, be confident. And Jesus says, nothing can snatch my sheep from my hand. Oswald Chambers, great Christian mind of the past, said, beware of worshiping Jesus as the Son of God and professing your faith in him as the Savior of the world while you blaspheme him by the complete evidence in your daily life that he's powerless to do anything in and through you. Wise words from Oswald Chambers. My dear brother and sisters in Christ, when life is coming apart, when you're facing the storms, when you're facing evil and feeling overwhelmed by the power of evil, when you're facing death or sickness, remember who you are with. You're with Jesus. If you're trusting in him, he's promised to be with you. And he's the one who has shown himself, proven himself stronger, more powerful than any storm or demon or sickness. And yes, even more powerful than death. You just call upon the strong name of Jesus Christ. You're not alone. He will come to you, just as he came to those people that were facing their own moments of chaos, moments of feeling out of control, moments of desperation. He came to them, and he will come to you. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, it's good to be reminded that no matter what the crisis might be in our lives, there's one to turn to who has power and compassion and authority, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Help us to remember this week and the weeks ahead that we can always call upon his name confidently, no matter what the circumstances might be that we face. And Lord, please help us to grow in our faith as we follow Jesus. Amen. Let's pray the prayer Jesus taught the disciples. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. As you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message will help you to remember that Jesus is with you as you go through your trials, and He has the power to calm the storm, even the storms in your life. If you enjoyed today's message and would like to hear it again, we invite you to visit our website, where you'll find both an audio and printed copy of today's message. We also offer other spiritual helps, as well as an extensive library of past programming. Please visit our website at christiancrusaders.org. As a nonprofit ministry, Christian Crusaders is dependent upon the free will gifts of our listening family. A memorial gift is a meaningful way to remember a loved one. Memorial gifts are sometimes given to remember a very special person on his or her birthday or some other occasion. For your convenience, we're able to accept donations by credit card. We thank each of our listeners who have remembered Christian Crusaders with their gifts and their prayers. CDs and printed copies of today's program are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924 or send us an email at cc@naz.org. We're happy you chose to worship with us this day, and we pray that you'll join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 79th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.